What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the R&D Wrestling Podcast. I'm Ryan Brower.
And I am DJ Gruber. And today, guys, since today, this month is NFL Draft Month, you know, happening in Lambeau Field this April, we thought it would be awesome for this channel, you know, to do like a wrestling draft per se, you know, like of AW stars, and we'll see what happens from there and do some headlines with you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. And the reason we're doing an AEW draft is because both of us are massive fans of AEW. If you guys want to see us do a WWE draft, I mean, I don't know, maybe we'll see how this one does. And if it's something you guys like, maybe we can do another episode, like another draft episode with WWE wrestlers, if that's something that you guys really want to see and something I'd be down for. So we'll kind of get into the rules of the draft in a little bit and everything that we've kind of established there. But first up, you guys, you know, if you're watching us on YouTube, hello, make sure you guys are giving the channel a subscribe. You guys are checking out all the other content here on the YouTube channel. I've been putting up a lot of WWE 2K25 content, which has been a lot of fun. So if you guys haven't been checking out those videos, highly recommend you do so.
And then, I recommend you do too. His videos for that video game are awesome. So please check it out.
Appreciate it, bro. And then we also got the podcast as well, which we're, you know, doing right now. You can find it here on the YouTube channel. You can find it on Apple, on Spotify, a couple other places where you get your podcast as well. I think we're up on like 4 or 5 different platforms. So make sure you guys are checking out your nearest podcast platform, seeing if we got the R&D Wrestling channel up. And if it's not on your platform, well, then we'll figure it out. But yeah, DJ, you ready for me to hit you up with some hot topics here in the world of pro wrestling?
Yes, I am. But first, if it's all right, let's change it up, because this one has been on my mind for a while. And
sure,
we were talking about this earlier, too. But this is related about the Lucha Bros. And I just want to talk about it because I just want to get this off my chest.
Go ahead.
So for those of you who don't know, it happened. The day sadly came last. I think it was like 2 Fridays ago. At the time of this recording. Yes. Rey Fénix made his debut on SmackDown. And let me just say, that was the slowest Rey Fénix match I ever saw. I'm not used to that.
I'm in the same boat right there with you, dude. It was funny because I was actually chatting with my friend Miles about it. And I remember watching the match initially, and I was like, man, the match that he had on with Nathan Frazier, which was good, but I'm like, man, this is such like a slow paced match for Rey Fénix. And then my friend texted back and he's like, hey, am I the only one who thinks this is a slow burn? I'm like, no, dude, like I'm right there with you. And he's like, oh, dude, he's like, I feel like everyone is praising this match up and down and like how awesome it was. And I'm like, I mean, it was okay. Like it was a fine match. Like not saying that it was bad. It was just like, it was a WWE match and not a Rey Fénix match, which I think, you know, I think a lot of us kind of saw coming when we found out that he was going to be going over to that company.
I just wanted to just bring up my frustrations once again. You know, like I know it's a business move that they did, but I'm so used to, you know, seeing Rey Fénix, you know, making all these moves where we don't know if he's going to die or not, you know, because he loves living life on the edge, per se, living dangerously.
Sure.
And then seeing that what Penta's been doing, not that he's been doing bad, but I am just, I'm very frustrated with them because I know the Lucha Bros deserved better. And I'm just very frustrated that I'm going to see Rey Fénix do the same thing that's going to happen to his brother. Get wasted, you know, get into like, you know, sadly a 7, you know, 7 series match with Carmelo Hayes or Andrade, you know.
Sure.
And then see him going to like a fatal four, like his brother Penta's going to do a Mania and then take the pin. I'm just very frustrated.
Didn't you say that last time that like Penta was just going to keep getting put in all these multi-man matches or something? And that's exactly what's happening at WrestleMania. Yep. He's in a multi-man match.
I literally said that.
You called it.
I guarantee you at Mania, at the time of this recording right now, he's going to take the pin.
Oh, you think he's going to take the pin? Oh, I don't know if WWE is going to be that harsh, but I also wouldn't put it past them. You never know.
As much as I know Dom wants Penta in the Judgment Day right now, I feel like Dom's going to pin him for the title.
And you think Dominic's winning?
WWE. I would not doubt that Dom wins.
Oh, wow. That'd be crazy.
I want Bron Breakker to win, but, you know, we've seen wild stuff in the past.
For sure, for sure. And I think by the time that this video goes out, it might be like the week of WrestleMania or the week after WrestleMania. So I guess we'll have to see. Are you ready for me to get into some of our other topics here?
Yes, we are. Sorry, I just wanted to get that off my chest.
No, that's okay, because that was also something that I wanted to talk about too. So I'm glad we put that out there. In sad news, Kevin Owens, unfortunately, is going to be going away for a little bit as he has been dealing with a neck injury for the past, I think it was like 4 months or something like that.
I heard about this. Yeah, sadly, he's just got to take care of his health at this point. And hey, look on the bright side now. He can take his kids to Disney now. He's got more time.
Yeah, he's got more time to be with his kids and go to Disney and stuff. Yeah, for sure. And I mean, Kevin Owens is... Look, I'll say this much. For as much as I wanted Kevin Owens in AEW, like, I cannot deny that this man made, like, the best decisions of his life signing the, you know, re-signing with WWE when he did. Like, he got that main event match with Stone Cold Steve Austin at, like, a night one of WrestleMania. He got to main event a night of WrestleMania for the tag titles with Sami Zayn and win them with his buddy and just... So yeah, Kevin Owens is, you know, is still being in WWE and all has been a good decision for him. And I hate to see what's happened here. So yeah, just best of luck to Kevin Owens. I hope he comes back sooner rather than later. But yeah, obviously, you know, health comes first and foremost. So prayers up for you, man.
He's one of the best heels in the business, I'll say. As much as you hate him, he's one of the best heels in the game.
Yeah, dude, like when he first debuted in NXT and then debuting on the main roster, he was doing like some pretty crazy stuff to people. So yeah, no, absolutely. In more positive news from TNA, we talked about this, I think, a couple episodes ago. Like Chris Bay, we last talked, he unfortunately had this very tragic injury and... We're now at a point where the man is walking again. It is a miracle. It is wonderful to see. So I'm so happy that he's finally getting up. And yeah, I saw his interview with Chris Van Vliet, which was such a great listen for those who haven't listened to it yet. I highly recommend it. But dude, it's inspirational what he's doing right now. And, you know, if he ever gets back in the ring again, like that would be... He's going to get like the biggest babyface reaction of all time. If he actually if he gets to a point where he wrestles in a match again, that would be insane. But even if he doesn't and he decides like, you know what, I think I'm done with this whole wrestling thing. Like that's okay too. The fact that he's able to like get up and walk and he can actually hopefully just be able to do, you know, basic things that we all like us humans are able to do. Like that in itself is a gift.
Well, first off, kudos to him because that is not easy. Like, just seeing like that perseverance and the fact that he can walk again, it's just like we cannot take life for granted. Like, I know we're getting personal here, but that just shows you why we can't take it for granted and try to enjoy every moment.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So another topic of discussion that I want to get into now in terms of like the wrestling side of the wrestling business. Speedball Mike Bailey has been in AEW for a good minute now, like for maybe like a month, coming up on 2 months pretty soon, probably. And I'm curious to get your thoughts because for me personally, man, I absolutely adore Speedball Mike Bailey. This man went that first week when he came out, like he got a mild reaction during his entrance because I don't think people knew who he was. And then halfway through the match, people were chanting Speedball, Speedball, and people got behind him. And ever since that time, man, this dude, he comes out every week and the people are chanting Speedball, Speedball. This dude is gotten over and he got over because of his wrestling ability. People be like, where's the storyline? We've talked about those people all the time. Yeah, I'm so sick of these people. Novel concept. Wrestlers get over through their wrestling. Now, yes, obviously there are times where like storylines play effect in that, but like Speedball is not over because of a storyline, not because of a soap opera. It's through his wrestling ability. It makes my heart does my heart good.
And it helps me know that, you know, people actually recognize good talent. And I feel like he's going to be a good talent for, you know, the future weeks of Dynamite. He was probably one of the better additions this year so far.
He had at Dynasty, he had what I thought was the match of the night with Ricochet and Kenny Omega for the International Championship. That was phenomenal. And then like they had an 8-man on like one of the more recent episodes that he played a part in. And he was like massively over in that as well. So yeah, man, shouts out to Mike Bailey. Another thing I want to get into, because I don't think we've actually talked about this yet. And this was kind of a big thing that hit the wrestling industry. You know, only the man who's been a babyface for like ages, like what, since like 2003, 2004, something like that.
Oh, I think
finally
I know where you're
headed. Turned heel and sold his soul to The Rock, and that's John Cena. So I'm kind of get your thoughts on that.
Well, first off, I'm not mad about it because we finally get to, you know, see what he was holding up inside for how many years now since...
Been a while. It's been over like a decade or two since he's been a heel.
Like, seriously, the fact that we're seeing him as a heel on his retirement run, that is just amazing to me because, you know, Cena's always been the babyface, you know. Everyone's, you know, kids are inspired by him, you know. Everyone's inspired by him, you know. He's supposed to be, you know, be the babyface hero for a long time. And, you know, it's nice, like, he didn't say he's a heel necessarily, but, you know, he's mad, you know. I think it's nice, you know, because it shows, you know, a different side of a wrestler that not everyone sees often. And I love this side of John Cena. I can't wait for him to beat Cody Rhodes, hopefully at Mania at the time of this recording again. And I just can't wait to see what will happen with Cena because this will be the year of pro wrestling for both companies in general.
Yeah, for sure. I think it would have been really easy for John Cena to have like the, because like the Hiroshi Tanahashi run that he's having right now, where it's like he's announced like this is his last year. He's announcing like all these big matches. Like he's got one coming up in Chicago pretty soon, like his last match on American soil against Kinosuke Takeshita. And, you know, it'd be easy for John Cena to do something like that. And he just comes out and gets this massive reaction because it's his last year and the fans would give him that respect. But the fact that he was willing to go, no, I actually want to try something different. I want to try something that's outside of my comfort zone and that's going to being a heel. I think it's just mad respect for him. And the crowds are willing to play into it because they know what they're seeing right now is something special. If this was WWE from even like 4 or 5 years ago, I don't even know if the crowd would have been that willing to go along with it. But no. Because WWE in the eyes of the fans is like much better now, even though I'm already seeing cracks in the foundation over this last couple of months, I don't think it's as firm as people believe that it is. So, but that can be a discussion for another time. But because WWE right now is in that spot, the fans are more appreciative of the product and are willing to play along with it because it's John Cena.
Mm-hmm. And like Cena's always been one of the bigger stars for like the past couple decades now. And to just see him do something new is just refreshing as a pro wrestling fan and be like, I wonder what he's going to do during this week. Or, you know, I wonder what he's going to say because now that he's a heel, it's not the, you know, you can't see me, you know, it's now you can see me. And it's kind of like, you know, oh, that's just like all this whole anger that he's been holding up for years almost. And now he's just letting it all out almost. He's reminding me of Anakin Skywalker, you know, when Anakin, you know, just decided to flip out and go all rogue.
Sure. Yeah. Like he just has that turn of being like, I'm done. You guys have pushed my buttons long enough. Like, yeah, no, screw it. I'm doing this. Yeah. No, I get the comparison there. That's not the comparison I thought we would have made today on this podcast, but I see it. I see it.
But if you think of it though, Cena was hugging him, Cody, you know, and then Dwayne Johnson, you know, did that thing to him, and then Cena went all rogue. It's sure. Like it's like when Palpatine was like, "You're fulfilling your destiny now," and then he said, "Rise, Darth Vader," and then all of a sudden, you know, Anakin's all evil now.
The only thing that I really wish they would have done with this Cena story is like, explain more of like what this whole Rock and Travis Scott faction is, because it was that's kind of just been like, I'm sure it'll probably play a factor at Mania, but like it hasn't played into the week to week TV at all, and we don't necessarily understand why Cena has joined the Rock yet. Like he hasn't straight up said, hey, like he's explained why he's turned on the fans, but he's never said, hey, this is why I've aligned with the Rock. I'd like to see that.
Yeah, and maybe after Mania, we're going to get an explanation why, or maybe the Mania before. But at the same time, why ruin Cena's run right now? Because he's just, you know, going from place to place and being like, I hate you, you know, I've been doing this, and now, you know, it's time for me to forge my own path. And I think it's going to probably be one of the best runs of this year.
There's one more topic that I want to get into. The idea of Sting inducting Lex Luger in the WWE Hall of Fame. Now, the reason that this has been a hot topic as of late is because Sting contractually obligated to AEW. This is going to go one of two ways. Either A, Tony Khan lets him do it and inducts Sting into the WWE Hall of Fame. If Tony Khan says, no, screw you guys, like, you guys are a piece of shit over there, like, y'all do terrible business, y'all mess with me all the time, like, no, I'm not going to give you Sting, then my guess is it'll probably be DDP, Diamond Dallas Page. And I think even if it was Diamond Dallas Page, I think that would still be incredible because the work that Diamond Dallas has done to get Lex Luger to a point where maybe he could start walking again at some point. It's truly a miracle. The stuff that we're seeing Chris Bay go through right now, the stuff that we're seeing Lex Luger go through, it is like, it just wrenches at your heart in the best way, because it's like, this is just genuinely good stuff to see. I've been going through like WCW Nitro over these last couple of months, and like just watching through a lot of that. So I've seen a lot of like Lex Luger's work through there, and it's like, man, I want to see him get to a point again where he can start walking and doing all this stuff. So DDP doing it would be great, but he also wants to have it be Sting, because Sting and Luger have that history with each other, especially in WCW. But I do have a couple of things that I want to point out here, because so many people, and I know this because it's all the WWE shills that WWE is the only thing that's allowed to exist. It's the only good wrestling out there. AEW sucks. AEW has to die. It's all those people that are like, oh, well, you should just let this thing do it, you know? And be like, Tony Khan's being a little whiny bitch. And I'll be like, okay, guys, let's go over a couple things real quick. WWE, this is just in this past year. I'm not even going to go through all the stuff that's happened in the past couple years. Let's just go through this year alone. WWE counter-programmed All In this year with Saturday night's main event. WWE booked a London tour around the same time as Forbidden Door to prevent ticket sales from there too. So you've got All In, their counter-programming. They're counter-programming Forbidden Door. Lex Luger was not allowed at Sting's retirement, which I guess was last year now that I'm thinking about it. But
yeah,
still,
it was last year.
Yes, okay. But so my point notwithstanding, Lex Luger was not allowed to be at Sting's retirement. And people be like, all the shills want to be like, oh, it's business. No, it's corny. It's petty. It's stupid as it doesn't need to happen. Wrestling should not be like this. If you are in a position where someone is going to retire, like Sting, like a Lex Luger, there should be no issues if someone goes, hey, listen, I know I'm contractually obligated to you guys. Is it okay if I just go to this event, I show up in the crowd, and just be there for this person that I have supported for all this time? That's what it should be. Unfortunately, it's not, and we're dealt with petty individuals dealing with petty companies. And listen, I am of the belief that if Tony Khan is so frustrated with WWE that he doesn't want to do this, I would completely be on board with it and be like, no, you guys have done all this crap to me. You've contract tampered. You've messed with my shows. You've counter-programmed me. You went against me with NXT for years, right? You do all this stuff. And again, it's not business. It's petty. I just want to put that out there. That's not what business is, contrary to what people who don't know anything about business will say. But at the end of the day, if Tony Khan is going to do it, I think he should do it for three different reasons. One, do it for Sting, because Sting wants this. Two, do it for Lex Luger, because again, this is a man that we didn't even know was going to be alive at this point, let alone the idea of just walking. So you could do it for that. And then to do it for the fans of professional wrestling, because I know for me personally, like if you ask me, yeah, I want to see Sting and duck Lex Luger. I feel like it should happen. It's the right thing to do. But I also don't want it to go unsaid that like WWE is a terrible company that does terrible business. And even with Vince gone, WWE is always going to be WWE in the way that they do their business. And it's corny as crap. So yeah, there's my little rant there as I drop my pen, as I was kind of playing around with before. But DJ, do you have anything to add on this, or do you not care? Like, what do you think?
I do, but I just want to make sure. Are you good, man? Because you were like just letting it all out there.
Yeah, man. That was like, I really, this is something like WWE. Listen, I understand like people think WWE is like this, you know, great company and all this stuff, right? But it's like, I've been around the block long enough to know how these guys work. And it's just like, as much as I can sit there and be like, okay, the WWE product is good in this regard, or maybe they could do better here and here. But I just know like from the business side of things, it's just like, I just have no support for the company at all. Personally, and you don't have to feel the same way that I do, and it's okay, and you can think all these different things, that's fine, but like that's just my take, that's just my opinion.
I mean, personally, it's just unfortunate that politics always has to get involved with, you know, something nice like this, you know.
Agreed, like, completely agree.
the fact that Lex Luger is alive is amazing. Like, I think they should just be like, okay, as much as, you know, we've been, you know, at each other's throats, let's just let our personal differences aside and let's just let this happen, because the fact that Lex is alive, you know, let's just let this happen for the man, you know, like, leave business aside just for one time. You can go back to the feud afterwards. It's a shame that we have a feud, you know, because yes, it's about just seeing good pro wrestling at the end of the night. But
yep,
sadly, it's our world today. You know, everyone wants to, you know, be one step ahead of another, or, you know, they want to be the best, you know, per se. It's just unfortunate, but I think they should just let this happen, you know, because it's amazing for Lex. And I feel like Steam would like this too, with their history, like you've mentioned.
Sure.
But I just have that fear in my stomach, man, that Tony Khan and their WWE, they're just going to go at it at each other. And I wouldn't blame Tony Khan per se. It's just unfortunate, yeah, because we can never have, you know, negotiations or treaties per se. It's always, you know, oh, I'm at your throat. Oh, you're going to do this to me. I'm going to do this to you. You know, there's never neutral sites. There's always, you know, going at each other's throats, you know?
Well, yeah. And again, it's just like the fact that, you know, that Lex Luger wasn't allowed to be at Sting's retirement. It's just like, bro, like, why? Like, to what end? Right? Like, mm-hmm, to what end? For one freaking show. And all he probably would have done, I don't even know if he would have, like, been in the crowd or if he would have been backstage or whatever. But, like, it's just, all of that stuff, it's just, it's nonsense, bro. And I think I've said my piece on all that, so I won't ramble on anymore. But just, yeah, I just wanted to bring that up. And, you know, I guess I'll be curious to see what our listeners think. And
it's an issue that's still constantly going on, you know, like, you're always going to get, like, this, like, divide of, you know, these fans and all. It's just like with Star Wars all over again, you know? Because, you know, you're going to have these fans that say this. You're always going to have fans that say that. But at the end of the day, shouldn't we just be grateful, you know, that we're having good wrestling product right now, you know? Because there was a time when there was no good wrestling product, you know? We're actually having good wrestling TV for once. And instead of, you know, being thankful and appreciative, you know, that we as fans get to see this every week, it's always, you know, like, oh, our brands has to do this, or, oh, our brands got to do that. You know, like, can we all just take a breath or a moment and be like, let's just enjoy this product, you know?
Yeah, for sure, dude. I'm right there with you. I wish for all wrestling to do well. I want WWE to do well. I want AEW to do well. I want New Japan to do well. I want TNA to do well. MLW, CMLL,
ROH,
AAA, ROH, all these brands. Even all the indies, right? Like, I want pro wrestling to thrive as a business. Wrestling should not be a monopoly. And we had a monopoly for a long time. And I think newer wrestling fans that have come into the business, like that have come into enjoying wrestling over the past maybe 5 or 6 years or so, don't truly understand what wrestling fans had to go through for the longest time and how hard it was for us to be fans of professional wrestling because of just how garbage the mainstream product was with WWE. I truly believe that there's a lot of people out there that don't understand that. So, well, like, I think,
sorry to interrupt here, but, like, remember the time when there was, like, 205 Live and, like, all these other shows that were showing hints of talent, but then they would, you know, get sucked up to the main roster and never recognized again?
Yes.
The fact that we, like, have these opportunities to, you know, see these, like, minor shows actually doing something, you know, and, like, all these other, like, stars actually making a name for themselves, that's something to appreciate as a wrestling fan alone. And I just think, like you've mentioned before, like, new wrestling fans don't understand what we had to go through almost in a way, or what the older generations had to go through, because once again, you know, there was a monopoly before, but yeah. I think you've hit on it earlier.
Dude, I think, and I've mentioned this before to, like, my brother and, like, to my friend Miles and stuff too, but, like, if the day ever comes where wrestling becomes a monopoly again by the Federation, by WWE, I don't think I can go through that again. Like, At that point, that might be the day where I'd be like, okay, like, I'm done with wrestling for now, or, like, maybe I'll go support, like, my local indies and stuff like that. But if it ever happens again, just I just can't do it with all the stuff that it just kind of, like, put me through mentally, like, being a fan of professional wrestling, like, during the time where it was just WWE. And, like, it's like, yeah, like, as a child, you get into it and, like, it's good and everything. And then you kind of make it a part of, like, your weekly schedule, right? Of, like, oh, I'm going to watch it. I'm going to watch it. I'm going to watch it. But then it's like, as time goes on, it's like, okay, well, like, you want it to be good, but like, it's not good. And you're like sitting there every week, like waiting for it to get better, waiting for it to get better. And then just, like, it never does. And then it's like, you get to a point where like, you're ready to walk away from wrestling. And then if not for AEW, like I probably still wouldn't be into wrestling right now. I probably would have been done with it. I'd been like, all right, screw this nonsense. But I mean, here we are now. And again, the wrestling business is in a really good spot right now for both WWE making really good business and putting on semi-decent shows. And you've got AEW right now, I think, is 2025 has been a phenomenal year for AEW so far. So that both companies thrive in, and hopefully the rest of pro wrestling can thrive too. And yeah, I think as Stone Cold would say, I think that's all I've got to say about that.
All I'm going to say is if that day ever comes for another monopoly, then we would have not have much to discuss on this podcast. That's all I'm going
to
say.
No, we'd have to, if we were going, okay, so let's say that if WWE all of a sudden became a monopoly tomorrow, like what would we do? Like, what would we make this podcast about? Would we even still do it? Like, what do we do?
I don't know, honestly. I hope that never comes.
Yeah, I hope we don't have to ever think about that either. I was just thinking, oh, maybe you had like an answer off the top of your head or something, but yeah, no, that's,
I don't.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's hope that day never comes then. In that case, should we move on to what we came here to do today? Draft that we got going on? Because I'm very excited for this.
Oh, I'm pumped for this, man.
So this is to coincide with the NFL draft. The R&D Wrestling Podcast brings you the AEW draft of Dynamite versus Collision. I, Ryan Brower, will be representing AEW Wednesday Night Dynamite. And we got DJ Gruber over here representing AEW Collision. You got something to say?
Yes, sir. Oh, I was just going to say, I'm representing Collision, baby.
Yeah, that's right. Saturday nights are all right for fighting, whatever the song says. So let me kind of go over a couple of the rules here. So each of us are going to have 20 draft picks. We can pick wrestlers from, you know, the men's division, the women's division. You can be, you can draft tag teams. You can draft trios. This is all going to coincide with the current day roster that is in April of 2025. So all of the champions that are here right now are going to remain in effect, which means that you've got Jon Moxley as the AEW World Champion. You've got Kenny Omega as the International Champion. Kazuchika Okada is the Continental Champion. Adam Cole is the TNT Champion. Tony Storm is the women's champion, AEW Women's World Champion. You've got Mercedes Moné as the AEW TBS champion. You've got the Death Riders as the Trios champions and the Hurt Syndicate as the tag team champions, which means that all of our champions here are eligible for drafting. It's not going to be like with the WWE draft sometimes where it's like, oh, champions aren't allowed to be drafted. No, all champions are up for grabs and are exclusive to the shows that you draft. Another big thing that I was going through, so we're going through the roster page, right? Obviously Saraya is not there anymore, so we crossed her out of the roster page. Curiously though, Bryan Danielson is still on the roster page, but I think we both came to an agreement that we were going to leave Bryan off the draft pool only because we really don't know what's going on with him right now.
Yeah, that's a good call, honestly, because like you said, there hasn't been any like new stories about him lately.
Right. And like we know that he's going to be at All In this year, but we don't know if it's actually going to be in like a wrestling capacity or if he's just going to have like a small segment on the show. Like, we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
We did a coin toss like before we went on air and I won. So I get to pick the first draft pick for the draft here. You ready for this, man?
Take it away, man.
All right, well, I'm letting you know. And our fans are going to have to decide, the people that are listening to us on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast. If you're watching us on YouTube, put down in the comments below. You guys got to let us know, who do you think is going to have the better roster? Like, obviously, once it's all said and done, of course, who do you think has the better roster? So that's, maybe we got to find a way to like, you know, tally it up or whatever. Maybe we'll do like a community post or something and have you guys vote and see like who had the better roster.
Oh, yeah, I agree with that for sure. And we would like your input of, you know, like which roster would you want to see, you know, in like live TV or something like that.
Well, it's funny you say that, DJ, because you, now that I have the number one draft pick, I got to pick. We're going right into this, by the way. I am picking the man who I think is just the single greatest wrestler in the world today. I would be a fool,
I knew you were,
not to draft him number one on my roster.
I knew you were going to go
frickin' Ospreay. That's,
I knew you were going to go for him, and that's why I was mad. I knew you were going to get him.
Yeah, of course. So here, I gotta find a way to like organize all my stuff here. I've got like my draft list down. I got like to write down the names that each of us pick. Oh, maybe that's something that I'll have to do too, is like on the community post later, post each of our rosters. So then that way everyone can kind of keep track of it that way as well. So I have drafted at number one Will Ospreay. I think is that someone that you were looking to get at number one, DJ?
That's why I wanted to win the coin toss, because I knew you were going to take him if I didn't.
Well, I'm glad we were on the same page there. So that means, y'all, if y'all want to see one of the greatest wrestlers in the world today, in my opinion, the greatest wrestler in the world. Some people don't like him. I get that too. But those people don't know what they're talking about. So if you want to see Will Ospreay, man, put on the best matches every single week, you got to come tune into my show. All right, DJ, who do you got to counter that?
All right. I actually prepared a little speech before this, so.
Oh, okay. You did come prepared. All right.
With the second pick in the 2025 Pro Wrestling Draft, the R&D Wrestling Podcast, Collision picks Kenny Omega.
The international champion. Oh, dude, that was, I'm not going to lie to you, dude. That was my second pick. If you didn't take Kenny Omega, that was going to be my next pick. Oh, dude. Okay.
Funny enough, when you took Ospreay, I'm like, yep, just get him now. Get him now.
Interesting. Okay. So the international champion is exclusive to Collision. That is a phenomenal pick on your part.
If you want another five-star guy, you got to get him now.
Got to get him now. Absolutely. Okay. So that, all right. Interesting. Interesting. Okay. In that case, with the second pick, I'll kind of take your format for this. With the second pick for AEW Dynamite in the AEW draft, I will select whose house?
Crap.
I will take Swerve Strickland, please.
Crap. I knew that was going to be my next pick.
Dude, we're taking each other's picks. That's what makes this so fun. I wasn't sure how this was going to go. If like, you know, maybe you pick different people, be like, oh, that's fine. I didn't need that person. You can have them. But no, so far we're like taking each other's picks and stuff. This is good. All right. This is perfect. All right. Who do you got? Who's your second pick?
For the second pick of AEW Collision, they pick TNT champion Adam Cole.
Oh, okay, are you just taking Adam Cole, or are you going to take the Undisputed Kingdom?
I'm taking the whole kingdom with me, baby.
You're taking the whole... Okay, I just wanted to make sure that that's what you meant. Okay, so you've drafted... Oh, dude, that's a good pick. So, yes, tag teams and trios, if we didn't make that clear before, are eligible. And because Adam Cole is the TNT champion, that means that DJ has once again selected a champion. Okay, well, I think it's time then, because you've already, with both of your picks, you've got two champions. I think it's time that I draft a champion. So in that case, I am going to take the AEW World Heavyweight Champion, Jon Moxley. At pick number three, I will take Jon Moxley.
AEW Collision, with their third pick of the night, they pick Kazuchika Okada.
Ooh, the Continental Champion. All right, so you got, I'm just realizing then, you have a lot of the champions right now. So you have in your possession, in your first three picks, the Continental Championship, the TNT Championship, and the International Championship. Wow. Okay.
And five stars, you gotta get the champions.
Got to get them champions. Yeah, heck yeah, man. Okay, well then, I think for round number four, I think it's time I switch over to my female roster. And I've got, who, in my opinion, the best wrestler in the world today in terms of Will Ospreay. I got to pick up the woman that might go down as the greatest woman's wrestler of all time, not even just for her wrestling, but more so for her character. And that is the AEW Women's World Champion, Toni Storm.
Respect, respect.
Dude, Toni Storm is on the run of a lifetime right now with this gimmick. I love it so much.
All I'm going to say is AEW had a good investment when they picked her up.
Dude, didn't they just, her and Swerve Strickland both, I think.
They struck gold, I'll say that much. They struck some gold with them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Diamonds in the rough.
Who you got for number four?
All right, since we're going over to the women's side now, you kind of inspired me there.
Ooh, okay. Who you got?
There's so many women here, but you know, I'm going to take, you know what? If this messes me up, so be it. I'm wearing her shirt. Dr. Britt Baker, DMD.
Ooh, okay. That's an interesting pick.
I love her gimmicks, and I feel like she'll do much better on Collision with me in charge.
Interesting. Okay.
I'm not going to miss her over.
Okay, well then, I'm going to go into my number five then. And I'm just making sure that, oh yes, he is still on there. Perfect. For my number five, I am going to draft the man who I think a lot of people might say is the main character of AEW, and that is the cowboy Hangman Adam Page.
Good pick. Good pick. I'm respecting that.
So I think what we'll do then, DJ, is we'll give you your fifth pick, and then we'll kind of just go over like who we've got so far and do like every five, right?
Oh, yeah, that works.
Okay. So then to end out the first, well, I guess we'll, if they're the blocks of five, then this is the first round. So to end out the first round at pick number five, who do you got?
Collision, was having a lot of hard decisions here. There's a lot of good talent here on this roster, but with the fifth pick of this first half here, Collision will be picking up the Young Bucks.
Ooh, okay. The Young Bucks. All right. So with that, man, that's the first round of our draft. So to kind of go over things real quickly, my AEW Dynamite, we've got Will Ospreay, Swerve Strickland, the AEW World Champion, Jon Moxley, the AEW Women's World Champion, Tony Storm, and Hangman, Adam Page. Whereas Collision, you've got the AEW International Champion, Kenny Omega, the Undisputed Kingdom of Kyle O'Reilly, Roderick Strong, and the TNT champion in Adam Cole. You've got the Continental champion, Kazuchika Okada. You've got Dr. Britt Baker, DMD, and the Young Bucks. I'd say, you know what? That's a pretty good first round for the both of us. I'll say that.
I would most certainly agree. But a good first round.
Okay. You ready to move into round two then?
Yes, I am.
All right. So at the number six pick in the draft. So let's see here. You know what? I think you just picked up a really good tag team in the Young Bucks. I'm going to counter that with picking up what I think is an equally good tag team, a team that's made waves around the AEW locker room since being here. The big thing that they like to do is hurting people.
Crap.
I am going to take the AEW tag team champions, the Hurt Syndicate.
That's all right. I'll give you them.
Got myself the tag championships on my show. Give me the Hurt Syndicate.
Okay. So then with this first pick of the second round, I'm picking up FTR.
Ooh, okay, bet.
You pick up Hurt Syndicate, which was my first choice. I'm picking up my second choice.
That was a good counter because FTR was going to be like within my next two or three picks. So that was good. I'm not going to lie there. Okay. Ooh. All right. So now we got to take some things into consideration here. All right. So I think, okay. I think for my number seven, here's the thing. I think with my number seven, people are going to look at this pick as being too high, but I think for the talent that she is and how much she has been underutilized in AEW that she deserves so much better than what she has been given.
Don't
and I am drafting the virtuosa Deonna Purrazzo. And I'm also taking Taya Valkyrie with her because they are a team. They're the Vendetta, right? Like, that's a fair thing to do. I'm taking the Vendetta in Deonna Purrazzo and Taya Valkyrie.
You've got to be kidding me. That was my next freaking pick.
Really? Oh, dang. Okay.
The moment you said Hurt Syndicate, I was going to go for them, but then... Right, but well, what I was going to say is when he picked up Hurt Syndicate, I picked up FTR just to counter that.
Ugh. That's why you got to not worry about counter picks. You can't be like Vince McMahon and draft one half of the Dudleys just to spite the other team, which sometimes you can do to be funny. Mm-hmm. But for sure. For those who don't know what I'm talking about, go look up I think it was like the 2002 WWE draft or something like that. It was so stupid, but also funny. So yeah, oh my gosh. All right, Deonna Purrazzo and Taya Valkyrie are coming over to fight in my women's division.
With my next pick, I'm picking up the daredevil himself, Darby Allin.
Ooh, okay. Darby Allin going over to Collision.
That I didn't pick him up. I knew you were going to get him, so I had to get him as soon as I could.
That is a respectable pick. You know what? I'm just noticing something. There is someone on the men's roster that I am honestly surprised hasn't been picked yet, and I'm going to pick him right now, and that is the man who's better than you, and you know it, MJF.
Your brother would be so mad that he's been taken later.
Yeah, the eighth round. That's surprising. I thought MJF would have gone a little bit earlier, but here we are. He's still on the board. I'm taking him.
All right. Good move.
So that means it is time for your eighth pick in the draft.
All right. With my eighth pick, there's got to be someone that can fight the DMD. I'm picking up former champion, Glamorous Mariah May.
Interesting. Okay. Which also now means that you've continuously left another person on the board that I'm surprised you've left on there. And I'm at a point now where I'm about to take her, I think, because
I'm letting you take her.
All right, in that case, I am at number 9. I am drafting the TBS Women's Champion, Mercedes Moné. I've got both women's titles on my roster. So then in that case, all right, so that gives me 2 women's champions. So that means, man, I might have to build like a really strong women's division then if I'm going to have both the championships on my show. And I guess the TBS, it actually, you know what, DJ, I'm just realizing something. Something has actually fallen into place really nicely here. You have the TNT championship for the TNT show, and I've got the TBS championship for the TBS show. That actually worked out pretty good.
Mm-hmm. It worked out pretty good for both of us, I think. My goodness, there's so many people, man, but you can't take all of them, which is sad.
It's an embarrassment of riches as this company.
You know, now I understand why Tony Khan is, you know, having hard decisions for Dynamite. I respect his job.
All right, who you got?
This roster, you know, you have to, you know, get people who the fans will go for.
Okay.
And with that, I'm picking up the Gun Boys.
Oh, the Austin and
Colton Gunn.
Colton Gunn. Okay.
Because there, at least there'll be someone to, you know, do all the, you know, all the gun stuff and emotes, and it just gets someone to boo or cheer for. So,
man,
no,
you're taking a lot of the big tag teams here that could have gone toward my tag team division for Dynamite. So that's interesting. Okay, so I got to think about who do I want next. All right. Well, you know what? So this is pick number 10, right, for the both of us?
Yeah, pick 10.
Okay. I think in that case, I am going to end this round with adding to my women's division. And this is someone that I think she was booked really good when she first came into the company, but recently she hasn't been booked to the extent that she should be. And I'm going to change that on my roster. I'm taking Jamie Hayter. I take it that means you were looking to get her.
I was really about to get her.
Well, she's mine now.
All right. You want to do that? All right. To end up the second round here, Collision will take of the House of Black, Julia Hart.
Ooh, okay. Julia Hart. All right. I was going to actually ask you about that. Like, do we even count House of Black as a team anymore? Like, I don't think they're...
No.
I don't think they're really teaming.
I just wanted to say that for, you know, views and all that.
Oh, for like dramatic effect. Sure, I gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, dude, Julia Hart, that's a good pick as well. So to recap round 2 then, I got the AEW World Tag Team Champions in the Hurt Syndicate. I got the which consists of, I get MVP with that too, by the way. MVP, yeah. Shelton Benjamin, and Bobby Lashley. Mm-hmm. I've then got the Vendetta of Deonna Purrazzo and Taya Valkyrie. MJF, the TBS Women's Champion, Mercedes Moné, and Jamie Hayter. And with your round 2, you got FTR, Darby Allin, Mariah May, The Guns, and Julia Hart.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good second round, I'd say, for the both of us. I'm honestly surprised, just looking at the board so far, that the Trios champions are still there. I think those are the only ones that are left in terms of champions. I will say, I'm very surprised that you didn't take MJF or Mercedes Moné earlier and the fact that I got them. I'm actually very surprised about that. All right, so we are going to now move into our third of 4 rounds. We're 10 picks through 20, so we're about halfway there. Okay, I think I know who my next pick is going to be. So taking the next pick in the AEW draft, pick number 11, first pick of the third round, AEW is going to select the trio of Samoa Joe, Hook, and Shibata, the ops.
I respect that. I respect that.
Oh, man, that is just three guys right there. First of all, I hope the ops win the trios titles at some point soon, like, and get the belts off the Death Riders. You could use those guys not just as like a trio, but put them in like tag team variations. You could have them wrestle as singles guys. So I'm very happy with that pickup right there.
Oh, man. Yep. I'm going to go for him. So,
all right.
Collision, you know, talks about bringing the chaos and all that. I am going to question his morals and his attitude, but he's going to bring chaos to Collision. With the first pick in the third round, Collision's going to take Jack Perry.
Ooh, okay. I didn't see that one coming. All right. Interesting. Interesting. He was sneaking up on there because he hasn't been on Dynamite in a little bit. So we weren't thinking about him. Okay. Well, you know what? In that case, I'm going to take... Ooh, okay. See, I'm in a tough spot because, like, I don't want the Death Rider story on my show. I don't want the trio, like, I don't want the trio's champions there, but I want the title. Like, I want the titles. I don't want them, but I want the titles. So I'm now debating if I want to take them just to get the titles or if I don't want them to try and build on what I have. Like, I've got the tag division. Oh, man. Oh, damn. I don't know. I'm debating. Okay. I think in the meantime, then, while I'm thinking about that, I'm going to add to my women's division because, again, I've got two titles that I have to serve there. So with my next pick, I am going to take a woman that has been off of TV for a little bit, but I think she has been such a crucial part to the AEW women's roster, and that is Hikaru Shida, who I think is the ace of the women's division.
Good pick, good pick. Undervalued these days, I think. She could be a champion right now.
Heck yeah.
I was actually thinking of the women's division too, because I can. Okay. I need to get farther besides my two main stars. I've been a fan of her work for a long time, and I'm super happy right now that she's in Dynamite right now. Super bad girl, Penelope Ford, coming to Collision.
Ooh, that is an underrated pick right there.
I'll make her into a star.
That is real interesting. I feel like she's higher up than I would have been willing to go for her. But the fact that you see value in her like that, I respect it.
I've always saw value in her since when you and your brother introduced me to Dynamite.
You know what? Almost to like, now I kind of want to counter, I want to counter put what you just did there with someone that I think like, maybe I might be drafting too high, but almost to like follow your back a little bit and someone that I think is undervalued and someone that I think has been really good since her return from Japan. And that's Anna Jay. I wish they would put her back on TV, but I will take Anna Jay for my women's division.
I respect that pick. Like, I'm not going to argue with you there. She's a star in the making.
Dude, for real. I think here's the thing, right? Like Tony Khan booked AEW women's division isn't that good. My AEW booked women's division is going to be like actually booked on TV and having more than just one match every week. So we're just going to put that out there right now for everybody that's watching my version of Dynamite. So we're just going to put that out there. So this is your pick number 13, I believe.
Yep, 13.
Okay.
I'm surprised. I got to get him now before he's taken. He's become a star in the making because of Don Callis himself.
Oh, no.
Kyle Fletcher, baby.
Oh, I'm safe. Okay, that's not who I thought you were going to take because I thought you were going to take the person that I was going to pick next.
I'll let you take him.
But Kyle Fletcher was definitely on my radar for this round because Kyle Fletcher is one of those guys that is absolutely fantastic. But since you took Kyle Fletcher, my next pick is actually someone else that's in the Don Callis family, and that is the former international champion, Kenosuke Takeshita.
I wanted you to take him. I wanted Kyle Fletcher more.
That's fair, man. You can have Fletcher. I'll take Takeshita. That is A-okay by me.
And plus, you don't have to worry about that backstage drama with Fletcher and Ospreay.
Oh, like the rivalry that they had. Yeah, yeah, for sure. Dude, I'll just have like Takeshita and Will have like banger matches with each other every week or something. That sounds like fun. Okay, well, that sounds good to me. Kenosuke Takeshita is on my roster. So who you got next for your 14th pick?
Talk about a lot of riches, man. Like, my goodness, there's so many to choose from.
Yep.
Someone was going to give him sooner or later. Christian Cage. Give me the group.
Yeah, Kip Sabian and Nick Wayne.
Yep.
Oh, the Patriarchy, I think they're called, I think.
Yeah, Patriarchy, my bad.
Yeah, no, that's okay. So that consists of Christian Cage, Nick Wayne, and Kip Sabian. All right. Very good. Very, very good. Okay, I got to see if there's any other groups out there that I want. You know what? I think I'm going to take another singles guy. This is another... Ooh, okay. We can draft guys that are currently hurt right now, right?
I'm okay with that.
Like, that's... Yeah, we can... Because they're still a part of the roster. Okay, in that case, I'm taking a man... I actually can't believe he went this low on the list, but I'm still going to take him, and that's Jay White.
I respect that.
I'll take the Switchblade for my show. Oh my gosh, we're through 15 picks already.
Mm-hmm. Wait, is this crazy? I'm on my 15th then, right?
You're on your 15th right now. Yeah, and that'll end round three.
I need him on my roster. I would take the Inner Circle, but you know, they're not together right now. So, you know, I have to make do with what the roster is right now.
Yeah.
So in honor of the Inner Circle.
Oh no.
I am the Learning Tree.
You can have them
over here.
You can have them. You can have all of them. Well, actually, no, I would have liked Big Bill and Brian Keith, but you can have Chris Jericho.
I will take that whole group again.
So you're taking the Learning Tree. Okay. I feel like at this point, you could use the Trios titles almost more than I would. All right. So that's the end of round three then. I got in round three, I got the Ops of Samoa Joe, Hook, and Shibata, Hikaru Shida, Anna Jay, Kinosuke Takeshita, and Jay White. Where you got Jack Perry, Penelope Ford, Kyle Fletcher, the Patriarchy of Christian Cage, Nick Wayne, and Kip Sabian, and the Learning Tree of Chris Jericho, Big Bill, and Brian Keith. If you are the person that likes heel factions, Collision is definitely going to be the show for you so far in terms of that round right there. Okay, so I think then this is it. This is the last round.
It is.
Oh my gosh, and there's still so many people that I want to draft.
Yeah, hey, they'll be free agents still. There's always free agency.
Of course, of course. Okay, so at number 16, who do I want? Okay, I think I'm going to go with... All right, I know who I'm going with. I'm going to add to what I think is already a fantastic women's division, but I'm going to make it even greater with this next pickup, and that's Chris Statlander.
I respect that.
Dude, I'm looking at my women's division right now, and I love what I see in terms of the quality that I've got here. I am very happy.
I like it. With the first pick of the fifth round, Collision will gladly pick up Thunder Rosa.
Ooh, that's a good pick. She was on my radar too coming up, so that's a good one.
We may not have the titles, but we can have quality women's matches.
That you can. There is definitely no disputing that. I mean, it would definitely help if the women on your roster had a title to fight for, but that is it is what it is there.
Hey, we'll have a Survivor Series and we'll win that title.
Oh, like we do a Survivor Series style pay-per-view and then like want you win the titles off of me? Sure. Okay, yeah, we can talk about that. I mean, good luck trying to get a title off of Toni Storm or Mercedes Moné, but yeah, we can talk about that.
I will build my stars up.
For sure. Okay, I just, you know what? There is someone on my list here that I feel like has gone underrated, but I'm going to take him right now. A man that has been doing incredible heel work over in the men's division, and that man is Ricochet. You know, people were saying about Ricochet, man, like, oh, he's not a promo guy or whatever. He's not that charismatic. Well, he's doing the best work of his career right now is what I'd say. So I will gladly take Ricochet as part of my roster.
Take him.
Okay.
All right. He's injured right now, but... When he's in, he is one of the best guys ever, and I've said it too.
Sure.
Give me Limitless Keith Lee.
Oh, that's a good pick. That's a really good pick. I'm actually kind of mad at myself for not taking him, but that's a really good pick.
Thank you.
Man, it's like there's so many good people here. Oh my gosh. It's like,
I wish Keith Lee was on right now. I really wish he was.
I do too, man. I miss him. I miss him so much. All right, so I've got three more picks. Oh, who do I want? I think I got to add some meat to my roster. I'm looking at it here. So I am going to take Powerhouse Hobbs at number 18.
Powerhouse.
Powerhouse.
Respect.
Man, I only got two more picks. I feel like I should have like, there's so many people that I want still.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. All right. I feel bad leaving people off the list here. Like there's so many people that I want.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I have a lot of trios teams. I'll take the Death Riders.
Hey, the Death Riders finally go.
I can deal with them. I will turn them from toxicity to the best.
That's not that they're toxic. It's just that it's like the storyline that they're in sucks and they never defend the trios belts. And
that's
everything.
What I mean. That's what I mean by toxicity. I'll let them actually defend their championships every week. They'll be fighting trios champions.
Okay, I see what you're saying. I gotcha. Okay, yeah, so the Death Riders, that comprises of Claudio Castagnoli, Wheeler Yuta, and Pac. Also, hope Pac is doing okay after his injury from Dynamite. That was crazy.
Clarification here. Can I take Shafir too, or is she on her own?
You can take, you know what, we'll allow that. Yeah, you can take Marina Shafir with that.
Okay.
I'll write that down, but yes, that's fine. You can, that's acceptable.
Because she is part of the faction.
So then for my 19th pick, I feel like I should go after a tag team to add to my tag team roster.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, ooh, okay, I know who I want as a tag team. I am going to take the newly formed team that's just come up of recently. I think they're called Titans del Air, or there's probably a Spanish term for it, but that's the team of Hologram and Commander.
I respect that pick. You need it.
Yeah, I'll take them. And they can both wrestle as single guys, too. They were willing to, because both of them are fantastic.
I respect that, man.
Yeah, first there. Thank you. So you got two more picks, man. What you got for number 19?
Your brother would love this next pick. Daniel Garcia, come over to Collision, my friend.
Ooh, all right. Daniel Garcia was another one I'm eyeing up that was still on the board. Yeah, for sure. Good pick. I've got one more pick left to go. And I think for this last pick, I am going to add to my women's division and I am going to draft Willow Nightingale.
Okay.
This is it. This is the last pick in the draft. Or do you want to do one more round?
I want one more round, if that's all right. I loved it.
One more round?
Yeah.
Okay, sweet, because I'm down for that too. Okay, all right, here we go then. So we'll do 25 picks. All right, so who's your number 20?
Yeah, I was going to go for him at some point. I'm going to have to deal with his injuries at some point, but I want Cope.
Ooh, okay. Cope, shout out Cope. All right.
We can renew the rivalry between him and Christian.
Yeah, that's true. You could do that. Yeah. All right, so that is the end of round 4. So we're going to do one more round after this, you guys. This is the bonus round, we'll call it. So we've got here for round number 4, we've got for AEW Dynamite, we got Chris Statlander, Ricochet, Powerhouse Hobbs, Hologram and Commander, and then Willow Nightingale. And then for Collision, we've got Thunder Rosa, Keith Lee, the AEW Trios Champions, the Death Riders, Claudio, Yuta, and Pac with Marina Shafir as well, Daniel Garcia, and Cope.
I love it.
That was very good. All right. This is it right here. This is officially the last round of the draft. All right. So for the first pick in our bonus round here, I am going to pick another person for my women's division that is extremely underrated, and that is Rio.
Respect.
All right. Who you got?
I need some more muscle on my roster. I'm picking up Brody King.
Ooh, good pick.
We could have a mixed tag team with him and Julia. Oh, I can see the opportunities already. And plus, him and Daniel Garcia can have a banner match. Him and Kenny Omega, Okada, Adam Cole. Oh, he'll be a champion.
For sure. I'm going to pick up somebody from the Ring of Honor side of things, even though he is still technically like a part of the AEW roster. And that is the new Ring of Honor World Champion, Bandido.
Yeah, I was going to pick him next, actually.
We also should probably specify as well, like the Ring of Honor titles don't mean anything for this draft. Like, we're not concerned about that, but the fact that he is a champion, I will acknowledge that.
Mm-hmm.
But I want Bandido a part of my roster.
I was actually going to go into the ROH world anyway, too. Yeah. And I feel like she's undervalued, too. But like I said earlier with someone else, I can do something with her. I can maximize her potential.
Okay.
Give me Athena.
That's a good one. Okay. I just discovered, DJ, I just discovered somebody that's on the disabled list right now on the DL that I want a part of my roster. That's going to be my 23rd pick. So that's why I just made that face before. But good job picking Athena. That's good. At my number 23, I'm picking out a man that's been out for a little while. But when he comes back, he is going to be a force to be reckoned with. And that's Eddie Kingston.
Yep, I knew you were going to get him. You love him.
Yeah, dude, Eddie Kingston is one of my guys, man. That is... Oh, I miss Eddie Kingston not being on my TV screen every week. And I'm like, especially when he's in a storyline with Jon Moxley, that to me is when Eddie Kingston's at his best. And I would almost argue that Mox is the same. They're both at their best when they're doing something, whether it's with each other or against each other. Like, it's my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Who you got coming up next?
I got a good tag team division. Let's keep it going. As your brother would say, Private Shardy.
Private Party. Okay.
Private Party, yeah, but Private Shardy in your brother's book.
Yes, that is, like an inside joke sort of thing, for sure.
For those of you listening, it's an inside joke between the three of us.
Okay, so then I'm gonna, who do I want? You know what? I'm gonna take, there's still so many good options out here.
There are, man. That's why it's hard.
For sure. You know what? I'm going to pick up a tag team to add to my tag team division. And this one might be a little bit unexpected, but I might surprise some people with this one. I'm going to draft the Sons of Texas, who I believe right now are the current Ring of Honor World Tag Team Champions in Sammy Guevara and Dustin Rhodes.
Respect that.
Dustin Rhodes, obviously massive veteran in the business. Mm-hmm. Sammy Guevara, you know, obviously on the younger side, but is no slouch when it comes to wrestling. Sammy's obviously very good. Has kind of fallen down the card a little bit since his time since the start of AEW, but you know, things happen, and you know, we'll see what we can do. We have him as part of our tag team division now, and we'll see where that goes.
All right, but the next pick for Collision here, this is going to be a gamble here because she hasn't been on TV in like over 2 or 3 years. Ty Mello.
All right. Interesting.
I was a fan of her.
You can have her. And the reason I say that is because the two of them are better when they're apart.
That's what I'm wanting to do too. Like, I was like, if one takes Sammy, then the other will take Ty.
Ty is going to do fine on your roster, and Sammy will probably do fine on mine. That is the way I look at that. So I got one more pick here that I got to go with. So that, man, there's still, I almost feel like it's kind of criminal that he's gone this late in the draft, but I guess better late than never. For my last pick, I'm going to draft freshly squeezed Orange Cassidy.
Dang it. I was going to pick him.
Yeah.
Wow. I find it funny how we have like the same mind with these picks almost.
Yeah, for sure. All right. So that's for the last pick in the draft. For me, it's Orange Cassidy. Who you got for you?
I gotta think here because like you said, there's so much talent. Gotta think here.
If I could draft everyone, I would. Like, this company is an embarrassment of riches. I love it so much.
It's so awesome. Tony Khan should use his roster a lot more.
Yeah, well, I think that's what happens when you have such a bloated roster, is there's only so much TV time to go around, you know?
They should move it to 3 hours, honestly. They could be the program that actually makes 3 hours worth it.
I think they could. I honestly think that if they give Dynamite 3 hours, like, I do think it would be okay.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I also understand, I was that guy that was saying Raw for 3 hours sucked.
Mm-hmm.
So it did. So I don't want Dynamite to get to a point then where it all of a sudden be like, you know what? This isn't that good anymore. It should go back to 2 hours, you know?
Oh, yep. I know who I was going to go for.
All right.
You know what? I just want the comedy and I want the fun with him. He was on the Elite. Producer Brandon Cutler.
You're taking Brandon Cutler as your last pick after we just got done discussing how much great talent is on this roster?
What are you talking about? Brandon Cutler is an awesome talent, man. I don't know what you're talking about.
Interesting pick there.
He's going to help the Young Bucks win the tag titles from the Your Heart Syndicate.
Interesting. Okay. All right. Well, then in that case, that was the last of our bonus round, you guys. So AEW Dynamite drafted Riho, Bandido, Eddie Kingston, the Sons of Texas, Dustin Rhodes and Sammy Guevara, and Orange Cassidy, whereas DJ's Collision got Brody King, Athena, who the current Ring of Honor Women's World Champion. You got Private Party, Ty Mello, Brandon Cutler. I guess maybe if you wanted to, you could have like the Ring of Honor Women's World Championship be defended. If you know, you were that, since you don't have either of the other women's world titles. So let's kind of just recap here. And again, I'll make sure that we put the lists out for everybody to see and they can kind of vote on who they think had the better roster. But for AEW Dynamite, my roster consists of Will Ospreay, Swerve Strickland, the AEW World Champion Jon Moxley, the AEW Women's World Champion Tony Storm, Hangman Page, the AEW World Tag Team Champions, the Hurt Syndicate of Shelton Benjamin and Bobby Lashley with MVP, the Vendetta, Deonna Purrazzo and Taya Valkyrie, MJF, the TBS Champion Mercedes Moné, Jamie Hayter, the Ops of Samoa Joe, Hook and Shibata, Hikaru Shida, Anna Jay, Kinosuke Takeshita, Jay White, Chris Statlander, Ricochet, Powerhouse Hobbs, Hologram and Commander, Los Titans, or whatever they're called, and Willow Nightingale, Riho, Bandito, Eddie Kingston, Sons of Texas, and Orange Cassidy. And for DJ's AEW Collision, he has the International Champion Kenny Omega, the Undisputed Kingdom of Adam Cole, Kyle O'Reilly, and Roderick Strong. Adam Cole also being the TNT Champion, the Continental Champion Kazuchika Okada, Dr. Britt Baker, the Young Bucks, FTR, Darby Allin, Mariah May, The Guns, Julia Hart, Jack Perry, Penelope Ford, Kyle Fletcher, the Patriarchy of Chris Jericho, Big Bill, and Brian Keith, the Learning Tree of Christian Cage, Nick Wayne, and Kip Sabian, Thunder Rosa, Keith Lee, the AEW Trios Champions, the Death Riders, Claudio Castagnoli, Wheeler Yuta, and Pac, and we also included Marina Shafir with that as well, Daniel Garcia, Cope, Brody King, Athena, Private Party, Ty Mello, and Brandon Cutler. Way to end your pick there. I think we got good rosters, bro. I think we did a good job, and there's a lot of people we left off the board too, but that's bound to happen.
Oh, it is. And that's what it's all about, man. Just having some fun.
Yeah. I mean, do you got any closing thoughts? Like where do you kind of see your roster here? Like what are some of the things you'd like to do with the people you have?
I definitely think you'll be a trios tag team heavy. It's going to be very heavy around that, but I feel like my women's division is going to be solid. Not like yours, but I'm going to have some solid matches. And I feel like I can do so much creative matches like Stadium Stampede per se, make some new factions, and I can't wait for it. It's going to be fun.
You also have a lot of the mid-card championships as well. Who am I kidding? You have all of them. You've got the Continental, the TNT, and the International. So, and I mean, there has been talk of like Kenny Omega and Kazuchika Okada facing each other at All In to combine both championships. Maybe that's something you think about doing, or, you know, maybe combine different titles. Who knows? Or it gives more people more titles, more opportunities. So either way, yeah, you're in a good position. Listen, the important thing here with my roster is I've got Will frickin' Ospreay, and he's going to have a great match with anybody that is on my roster. I've got the world champion. Dude, my main event division with like Will Ospreay, Swerve Strickland, Jon Moxley, Hangman Page. We put Jay White up in there, man, like MJF. I'm looking very good at the top of my card right now. And my women's division, I think I have a great women's
You have
division.
Two of the titles. You'll be fine.
Yeah, and not just that, but like I think Deonna Purrazzo is massively underutilized, and I will make sure to use her better.
We've been saying that for like a year or so that she's undervalued.
Absolutely, absolutely. I will admit, I think my tag team division is a little weak. So in terms of like where I think I would flounder a little bit, it might be there. If just kind of looking at things there, like I've got the Hurt Syndicate, I've got the Ops, I've got Sons of Texas, and I've got Hologram and Commander. So yeah, not terrible, but also not great either. But you know what? We definitely find things to do there. And I got like Takeshita on there too. I'm satisfied with my roster. I like what I got here.
Yeah, I like my roster too. I'm not mad at it at all. It's going to be really good.
So in that case, you guys, I think that is going to wrap us up for today. You guys are going to have to let us know in the comments below. And then I said, we'll probably do a poll as well on the YouTube page of who you guys think had the better roster. So you guys are going to have to let us know what you think about that. And if you guys want to see us do this with the WWE roster, that is something we could definitely do as well, if that's something you guys would be interested in in. So with that, DJ, thank you for joining once again. Obviously, partner in crime here.
Oh, yeah. Anytime, Batman. Pleasure doing business with you.
So in that case, you guys, if you're, you know, give us a good review on any of the Apple podcast platforms or any of the podcast platforms, not just Apple, but also if you're watching on the YouTube page, like this video, subscribe to the channel and share the video with others to help support our channel here with the R&D Wrestling Podcast. Check out all the video game content as well. And we'll see you guys in the next one.
Adios. Thank you.